Blog Talk Radio.
About the Slow Evolution of Night, the EP, there was some considerations of why it didn't have any more pop songs, it had more rock and pop. That was not intended, but hopefully there will be a pop song or a rock song coming out, because I love both. Because it's all about, you know, expression, and it's all about the talk about love. Love is a topic that everyone is talking about today. Yes, in England, the UK, there's a marriage between Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. I'd like to say congratulations. Those two have fell in love. marriage is about love, finding love between two people. And I dedicate this song, I Really Want to Be With You, to them. You know, love is the most important element in understanding human beings in this universe, because without it, it would be impossible to live on this planet Earth. And love encompasses the ability to accept another person or others for who they are, as well as want to be with them. Unfortunately, love is also can be placed or talked about in a negative way, because there are lots of people who have never felt loved in this planet. And the answer to that is we all need to be nice to one another. Life is hard enough. When you hear about the tragedies in Texas and the tragedies all over, that was because the individual lacked self-love, or people who become obsessed with others or try to make them like them for who they are. That's not love. Love is a two-way street. And that's something I had to deal with someone who was obsessed with me, trying to make me love them when I couldn't. Love is about respect and acceptance between two people. It has to be mutual. It can't be one person and not the other. And I look at the marriage of Harry and Meghan as a example of two people who are in love with each other mutually, meaning they love each other because, you know, they simply love each other. They want to be with each other voluntarily. No one made them, become lovers. They love because they simply love. And love is about mutual appreciation. But love can also mean, in general, respect for other human beings who are strangers or who are different from us, as well as love of our relatives. Love of other people means respect, helping. And it also can mean forgiveness. But that's a broad term for each person to understand, because that's an important tool. Because there are a lot of people on this planet who do not feel loved or accepted by the norms. I know I was one of them, being my unique personality and my expression of who I am as a distinct individual. But I realized that the most important theme in enduring and to live on this planet is to like myself. Because if I can like myself, or let's say love myself, I can love someone else. And that's so important. Because love, romantic love, that is a two-way street. Respect for one another is important. Sometimes we don't agree with each other. Sometimes we have feelings that we're not happy with someone else or something. I think, in my opinion, the best way is to be nice. To be nice and respect. Life is too short. And through all this pain from listening to the shootings in Texas or what else is going on, it's nice to see a wedding. A wedding between a prince and a princess. Because it's all about love. That's mutual. A two-way street. And that's important because it first starts with inside to love thyself. And then when you can love yourself, which I am strongly encouraging because it's the best way to deal with anything and it can overcome any obstacles. When you love thyself, then you can love someone else. And when you find the right person and you really feel good about them, you can truly say you love them. You want to be with them forever on through time. Doesn't matter what race or skin color you are, or religion, or ethnicity or sexual orientation or wherever you come from or whatever country or whatever, we're all the same. We're all human beings. We all belong. We're all equal. And that important talk about love is very important because love is also about respecting boundaries. You know, the thing about it is that when I talk about on my emails, you know, Twitter about my songs or someone else's songs, you know, if I work hard on a song, it's not for someone to take. That's not lovable. That's trying to take advantage. So please respect all artists' music. You know, if you have see someone's art, don't take advantage. You can write your own music because that's about taking away dreams. That's not self-love. That's hatred. And I bring up a lot of stuff because being an artist as myself, I had my own humble beginnings, lots of humble beginnings, lots of trials and tribulations. It's very difficult to be an artist or a creative person on this planet because of the expressions of what he or she is trying to do, because it's part of who they are. And, you know, the struggles that they went through to create that song or to make that painting is important. Please be aware of that, because there's so many artists and creative people recently in the news that have killed themselves or are struggling with addictions because of the tribulations that life had given them, because either of jealous people or something going on. This is not to be negative. This is just to be aware and to know that we need to help one another. You know, we need to help each other. If we have a problem, please call to a suicide hotline or somebody, because we are here to live and to enjoy our lives with each other, because there's only one life to live. It's all about self-love. Yeah, it's a thing for me, you know, and it's always going to be a journey for me to learn to love thyself, because in a world that fills with so many ups and downs, the reality is we have to make our dreams come true, but at the same time, we must learn to love ourselves thoroughly and keep learning about new things to continue to do the best we can. It's part of the human race process. And it's very difficult, you know, but one thing that can really enhance it is music. It's self-love. It's to acknowledge the truths that are going on around us. For me, it's not about giving advice. It's just, I'm just saying it's from my opinion. It's just a point of view. I can't judge another person theoretically. I have my own problems. But at the same time, I am a lovable person. It's a day-to-day process to try to do the best I can to be happy. And I hope you can be happy too. Because that's what it's all about. It's about expression. It's about liking oneself. It's about respecting others. And when you respect someone, and most importantly, before you can respect someone, you have to respect yourself. You have to love yourself. Then you can love someone else. And that's like, for me, you know, when I talk about it, it's a day-to-day process. I'm sure every human being, because the fragility of a human being is a day-to-day process. So I take it one day at a time and do the best I can. Because, you know, there's only one life to live. So I do believe in that song by U2, you know, one life, but we're not the same. We got to carry each other. The truth is, I do believe that we're pretty much equal physically as human beings, no matter what country or what color or what lifestyle or what beliefs or what personality we have. But we have different personalities, the truth. So we have unique personalities that we need to look at one another and just try to help and be nice and to love and to help when needed. You know, that's the truth. It's a day-to-day process. I speak that I have my own ups and downs and trying to understand it. And that's why I write music. That's why, most importantly, I sing it. Because it helps me understand the ups and downs of life. And it helps me to appreciate it. Yeah, I'm doing the best I can. That's all I can do. And, you know, because when I like myself, I can love someone else. And when I love someone else, and I meet the right person, and I'm sure you're going to meet the right person, you will. You're going to meet the right person. You're going to truly say to them, that is why I fell in love with you.
That is love.
sorry. Again, that was, as they say, that is why I fell in love with you. Hope he wasn't waiting too long. Whew. You know, I wanted to talk about another issue. Heartbreak. You know, part of love is understanding oneself. Because the situation as it is that, you know, we all have lost people who didn't want to be with us. Me, no exception. I was hurt by someone who didn't like me for who I was and wanted to separate. I learned that I just had to let them be, you know, because if I love someone, I have to set them free. And there's other people to me in this world because life is too short. It's painful for a heartbreak or painful for a rejection. But life goes on because as I'm in the pieces of my broken heart, I will survive and I will be okay. But I also want to say love is the most important tool to understand myself and understand the world. And I truly believe it's the most important tool on this planet to understanding each other. And I want to say, in the process of love, I'd like to say thank Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. In the process of love, we can all help one another overcome anything. Again, there's been too many mass shootings. That's hatred. And I hope that we can find laws and rules to help us deal with one another in the United States. But to all over the world, from the United States to England, to Norway, to Canada, to Africa, to Asia, to South America. May all your dreams come true, like I hope mine's come true. All deserve to be happy. May God bless you all. Good night from Dove Night.